Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hello. And hope everyone's doing well today. And having a good time. Betty Jo Tucker, movie addict headquarters. I'm sure she'll be in the room. And there she is. I'll open up the chat room. Join the chat room. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Self-promoting chat name. And I'll speak and post whatever like me.
Okay, come on, let's do it.
There he goes, a rookie and his rhythm. Who's he with? He's with a little whack. What's he got? This rookie and his rhythm.
He's got what commission officers like.
Oh, here he is, a private who can jive it. Here he is, a private second class. The gals prefer a private who can jive it.
He'll surpass the colonel making a pass.
Though he's new in the service with a gun, he's still nervous and we need him.
Yes-a-ree.
To preserve us.
He improves the morale of a gal.
Yes.
Majors may be very necessary.
Strictly in a military way.
But give to me a rookie and his rhythm.
Shoulder arms and let the orchestra play. Hep, 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 hep. 1, 2, 3, 4. Play it, boy. Shoulder arms and let the orchestra play.
From the Pampers, she's a lady who has been
not the bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil. And her accent is atrocious. She's a senorita with beans to spill. A bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil. The only thing Brazilian about her is her bump. It makes your heart begin to jump. And though she talks about tiendas to a chump, she made her debut in a Coney Island dump. She is known as Belladonna, but her birth certificate says McGill. She's a bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil.
Down, way down, quicksand. You because you shine, shine, shine.
Here's Joan Rimmer.
No, that was one, and I'm so glad it's a good audience because I've been trying on, I didn't know it's the beginning of the week. Should I put on print? Should I put on pants? Should I put on long dress? Do you like the dress? I have tried on everything in the world. Yeah, thank you very much. That's simple. It's simple. You know what I mean? I changed more times than Victoria Principal's age. I mean, it just, then again, I shouldn't make a joke about Victoria Principal, who is my best friend. Because, no, because women are allowed to lie about their age, especially when you get a little old. You know what? Because women, as you get older, people get very angry with you. You know, they don't like, the men don't go for you as much, you know what I mean? And yesterday I said to my husband, Edgar, women are like wine. The older we get, the better we become. He locked me in the closet. And because you reach a certain age, you know what? How old are you?
69.
So what are you really, about 72? Because you look great. You look good for 69. Honestly, really 69? You're just saying that.
No, I swear.
It's where are you from?
Odessa, Texas.
Texas. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because the Southern women see play court. That's my age. Southern women are so smart. They play cutesy, wootsy, wootsy till the day they die and the men go bananas. Okay, honey. Northern women. No, it's true. I guess if I walk around and say, that's my age, they go, okay. I am so old. The band leader at my wedding was Nero. I mean, and I'm still trying to have sex. Do you have a good sex life still?
No.
You're so lucky. What's your name? What's your name?
Seal Valentine.
Seal Valentine? Seal, my sex life, may I tell you, Seal. And I put mirrors up over the bed, but I'm getting so old, I may have to be bifocals. My age now. I have a copy of the Ten Commandments. It's signed. A mixed drink to me is geritol and prune juice. It is recent. And then, you know what someone said? To keep looking young, exercise. But, how many of you exercise? Okay, I'm just curious to know. I hate it. Do you like to do it? Oh, I hate to exercise. Oh, the only time my body moves is when I'm holding a vibrator. Go do Jane Fonda. She'll whip you into shape. The only man that's going to whip me into shape is Indiana Jones. I'll tell you right. Not that he would like me. I have no sex appeal. Oh, please, Mrs. Valentine. Last night I said to my husband, Edgar, would you call me an attractive woman? He said, call your own. That's why. And she came over. She was nice looking. She's my best friend. No. But the thing is, that's why you're exercising, the body looks good and everything. Get the gifts now. Get the gifts while the body is firm. Oh, no, once the body starts going like that, my thighs, flabby flap, thank God my stomach covers them. But am I going, get gifts and get explicit gifts. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't be coy. Don't say, I would like what you give me. Tell him what you want. No, this is very important. A friend of mine, she wanted a diamond, so she was too, stupid to say, I want a diamond. But she said, well, give me something that I'll have forever. He gave her herpes. Because attitudes change. How long are you married?
50 years.
50 years? That's great. Is it working now? Is it working now, do you think? Wouldn't that be funny if you said, no, the hell with him, I'm getting a divorce. I'm married 18 years, and let me tell you, things have changed. When you first get married, they open the car door for you. 18 years now, once he opened the car door for me in the last 4 years, we were on the freeway at the time. It changes. In the old days, he used to take me out to dinner. Last night, I said, I'd like to go out to dinner. He kicked my dish on the porch. Do you know why it changes? It goes back again to sex appeal, and it goes back to bazoomos. I have no boobies. And you forget, you know. And then today I was all undressed, and I was in the dressing room. That's why you still would be undressed in the hall. I was undressed in the dressing room, and Peggy Lee walked in and saw my chest and said, "Is that all there is?" She's going to be on the show tonight. Isn't that exciting? But we have a wonderful show for you tonight. We have a fabulous show. We have David Brenner, who is my good friend. We have Peggy Lee, who looks a lot better than me. And Jamie Farr. So please, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nice to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Guest host person
of our show here.
Thank you. And 50 years married. That kills me.
Isn't that something? Wonderful.
She have another 50 happy years and then have a big fight. You know what
I like all of mine laid end to end to make up to 50. That would be nice.
It could be almost.
It's possible. Yes.
And when you look back, you come out on the stage, you look back, you think, oh, I never thought I'd be standing here talking to you or anything like that. My first job was 21 years ago. I was trying to get in the business.
Really?
Yeah, and I was a waitress. I never thought I'd be on the stage. I thought I'd be on it like this. You know what I mean?
Were you a good waitress?
Well, it was a lousy place. It was International Lean-To of Pancakes, like a little tiny place. And I was trying to do... Lily Tomlin and I both were waitresses. And we would do jokes, you know what I mean? Somebody would say things like, you know, what comes with an apple pie? And we'd go, flies. And the people are like, oh, and they would leave. What was your first job? You remember?
Actually, my first job, I worked on in a service station in Arlington, Oregon, fixing truck tires for wheat trucks. And there are nights you get out on a stage in Vegas and, you know, the audience is kind of staring back at you and you think, I could be in Arlington changing truck tires in 115-degree heat.
So I'd much rather be here.
Oh, by all means.
Oh, yeah. I never tried gas pumping. That's the only thing.
Well, it's quite an experience.
Yeah. Now tell them where we're going to be, and then we can do the show.
You're dressed for it. You know, that looks lovely.
Just my little diamonds and Winston playing around.
Are they really? Are those really?
No, I don't wear anything real. Are you kidding? Yeah, if the day Edgar gives me this, the day I get a trick pelvis. I mean, nothing.
Joan Rivers, very good, very good.
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got the hot and dapper Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Hey, look out. It's the fellas of handsome coffee. Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast
the
town.
CD, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful. It's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want to wrangle me too?
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good lookingness.
That's lascivious biddies. You gotta love them. Don't forget Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to check that out. And don't forget also the Mom Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio. Always fun, always multitasking. That's me. I don't know what to, let's see, I got to look at the time here and see how I want to do this craziness. Okay. Why don't we go out? We get down to the last 4 minutes. Are we? Okay. Now let's have a little fun.
Out on the street, I'm being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know, how my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
out clapping hands.